here we go. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, Katy Perry to come, and the Sunday Travel on the way. Early Sunday Travel. We've just seen the ice cream van pass the radio station. We just looked at each other in disbelief. I hope he's, not turned his tunes on already. It's not actually. It's quite a muggy start to the day, but you wouldn't put your mortgage on it being wall-to-wall sunshine later. I did read the weather at 8 o'clock, but I have no idea what I said, frankly. So, listen, welcome back to the show. We're going to have a right laugh this morning. I've got some funny stuff to tell you, believe me, from a day at the cricket yesterday in the Foster's Party Stand at Old Trafford. I know, just giving it its title like that tells you that it was messy. I've also asked for I've asked producer Steve for a sound effect for this little bit, so we'll see what garbage he's come up with. I've got to tell you, because one of the things you know we love doing at the radio show is we like to lift the lid on radio, make everything totally transparent. So I've come in to find at least four things broken. One of them was my fault. Have you ever tackled a blind and it gone the wrong way? So instead of rolling it up, you roll it down, and then it all comes crashing. So that was the first thing. Second thing, I walk down to the toilets here at the radio station, and it made me laugh. We've got on the studio doors, it says like Studio One, Production Studio, stuff like that, and. There's a sign for the reception, which is made in the same sort of design. It's just lying.
That's on the window ledge.
It's lying on the window ledge, nowhere near the reception. So I think if you want to come to the radio station, you have to knock on the window now. It's like being at the post office. Next thing, whoever's last sat on this chair, I'm assuming that they're quite short because I've had to crank it. I hate those chairs that go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And there was there's one other thing. Oh yeah, kettle's broken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Both of them?
No. We have two. We have the standby kettle. The standby kettle is now the only standing kettle. The other one, something's gone in it. And if you're up early at this time, in fact, if you're up early and you stayed in someone else's house last night, which is quite a young thing to do, but I mean I did that. The first thing you do when the other people are asleep is if you've got to get up and get out. You raid their fridge. Because, it's 4 hours on the air. It's not hard work, but you'll hear my tummy rumble about 12 minutes past 10, for sure. So anyway, what have I stolen here? I've stolen a thick West Country yogurt, a cereal bar that claimed to be chocolate but was apricot, and I've stolen a piece of ham that was curling at the edge, and I've cut the curly edges off and shoved it into a bun.
Lovely.
So,
at least you won't go hungry.
Yeah, but there's no kettle.
I had a breakfast biscuit on the way in.
That's healthier than normal for you. But one thing I did, and this is what I'm getting to, as I left this house this morning, I could hear the neighbour. Well, not the neighbour. I could hear a water feature coming from the neighbours. And I don't know what it was. I mean, a water feature can be anything, can't it? What is it? Is it like a full-on waterfall, or is it a leak?
Yeah.
But it was so calming. It was so calming.
It's like when you go to the garden centre, isn't it?
I could, yeah. Walk around a garden centre if you're highly stressed and
be chilled out.
Dive in the aquarium for half an hour if you can't afford the prices of public swimming pools. You know. Anyway, so I've asked for a sound effect here for a water feature. Heaven only knows what we're going to get. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite relaxing.
It's quite relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
I found it on YouTube.
You found it on YouTube?
Yeah, it was a 10-hour long video.
Who's posted a 10-hour long video of a
Apparently
water feature?
Apparently people like to listen to it while they're in the bath.
Well, but that is the sound of what's in the bath. There are these TV channels, aren't there, where they show you, like, the ocean waves lapping. Lapping, that's a great verb. And people just apparently put it on to relax and then nod off to it. It's not exactly Mrs. Brown's Boys, is it? Which was on last night, exceptional. We'll talk about that. But having woken to this morning, right, I recommend that everybody go out today and get a water feature because it is very calming. Now, obviously, I've not thought this through for people who live in apartments.